Luis Cortez is used to big water. Now in his 40s, the new executive chef at Bluefin Bay Resort spent most of his adult life working at restaurants in Puerto Rico. There, salty waters washed ashore every morning, and island life was all good. Until the storm hit. After Hurricane Maria ravaged the island in fall 2017, Cortez was looking for steady work on the mainland. He never imagined the search would lead him to Minnesota's North Shore.
It was basically, you know, driving blind. You know, I was going into a place where I didn't know much, but I was scared a little bit, but I wasn't that paranoid of making the jump because I did want to do it. I did my research on, you know, the state. Education-wise, it was excellent. Criminal-wise, in the sense of the criminal population, it was very low. The sense of job rates, unemployment rates, super low too. So that's what basically gravitated me towards this area. And, you know, one thing led to the other, and I'm here as the executive chef of Bluefin Bay.
Cortez arrived to the North Shore in July 2018. It was an experiment of sorts for both the employer and the employee. To date, according to Bluefin Bay Family of Resorts owner Dennis Rizdahl, the situation is working out very well.
So we've understood that we have to go to a lot of work to meet people and establish some roots and some connections in Puerto Rico. So I've been leading a project through the Chamber of Commerce to try to test that theory. So now we've had a total of 8 people come up from Puerto Rico, and we now have 6 remaining. And out of all the 8, 7 have been excellent people and workers. So our experience has been good so far.
In addition to Cortez himself moving from Puerto Rico, his wife and 2 children are also coming to live along the shores of Lake Superior. The children have never been to Minnesota, but it's the work in Tofte bringing the family more than 2,000 miles. It's the opportunity to start a new chapter in life for the entire family, Cortez explains.
They're very excited. My wife, me and my wife went to the school, public school. We're very impressed because there's a difference. You know, in Puerto Rico, there is a transition. There's a lot of Puerto Rico is bankrupt, a lot of government situations. The education-wise, it's very lacking. Schools have a lot of issues. Public schools, at least, have a lot of issues that they need to, you know, coordinate with the government. It's not working out, especially, you know, the crime rates have gone up. The school productivity has gone down. Everything is not working out, and I feel it's going to take a long time before Puerto Rico gets back to where it should be, the way, you know, I'm estimating at least 5 years. So I'm sure more. But, you know, here I was impressed with all the schools, all, you know, everything they have to offer in public school as a young kid, you know, would need.
The mainland, or lower 48, is not new territory for Cortez. He grew up out east, spending time in both New York and Pennsylvania. His parents are both from Puerto Rico, which is where Cortez relocated in his early 20s. And while Bluefin is his first job in Minnesota, it's certainly not his first job in a functioning commercial kitchen.
I graduated culinary arts, and I went to work at the Ritz-Carlton. I did my internship at the Ritz-Carlton in the metropolitan area, and I worked there for a year. After that, I worked 10 years with a French restaurant in a resort. After that, I went giving cooking classes in Puerto Rico to two different schools, colleges. I've worked at Compass Group. It's a corporate dining environment. And I eventually, at the end, I had my own little restaurant, like a 30 or 40 seat little restaurant, local foods, and bar and restaurant, and didn't work out because obviously it was, I started up 2 months before the hurricanes, and, you know, after that, everything basically went south.
And while it's a new concept that staff are coming from Puerto Rico, Bluefin has been relying on workers from other countries more and more during the last 15 to 20 years, Rizdal says. This started with workers on J-1 travel visas, then H-2B visas, which allow people to stay for up to 9 months. There were still expenses involved with the process, but the workforce was reliable.
So little by little, as our business has grown and the local working population has continued to shrink, the other jobs multiply, expand in the county, we've become more and more dependent upon those visas.
Those programs were working well until 2016, when quota numbers and the process of hiring foreign workers on visas changed. As WTIP has reported in numerous interviews in 2018, including with the directors of the local Chamber of Commerce and the Economic Development Authority, staffing issues remain a persistent issue for many Cook County employers. To address the issue, an effort was made, similar to ones taking place in communities such as Branson, Missouri, which is essentially to recruit workers from Puerto Rico. The process has been mostly slow going, with Bluefin leading the way and finding a good success rate amongst those who travel from the island to Tofte to work and live, Rizdal says. One advantage to hiring workers from Puerto Rico over a J-1 or H-2B is that Puerto Rican residents are U.S. citizens and already cleared to work when they arrive to Bluefin, Rizdal points out. Another attribute that makes workers from Puerto Rico more appealing than hiring J-1 or H-2B visa workers is that employees such as Cortez can stay on board long term. The idea of retaining employees is beneficial for both the employees themselves, Bluefin Bay, and the community, Rizdal explains.
The county needs young families, or it's going to become a retirement community with nobody providing the services that the people who want to vacation and live here need. So there needs to be a community-wide effort to find families that want to make Cook County their home, or the county is going to continue to struggle in so many different ways.
As a series of waves roll in from Lake Superior on a frigid afternoon in December, Cortez says he's both thankful to have steady work and anxious about the arrival of his family. And when they arrive just before Christmas, Cortez hopes to move the family into one of the new housing units built in Lutzen near Arrowhead Electric. It's a sign, perhaps, that both the efforts to find staff for businesses along the North Shore and then figure out where those staff will live remains both innovative and complex.
So we think it's important, though, to bring more people from Puerto Rico into our workplace and into the county so that Luis's wife and children have people that they can talk comfortably with and get together and share the foods they enjoy and talk about the culture that I'm sure they are going to miss. So I think we need to get to some critical mass of people in the community if it's going to be a durable situation. But if we work on that hard enough, I feel like we could have a lot of people from Puerto Rico living and working here long term. So far, the experiment has been very successful for us.
The Lake Superior Project is a production of WTIP Community Radio on the north shore of Lake Superior. Support for this series comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. For more information, visit wtip.org/Lake Superior Project.